Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting second. The center fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Del Unser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard strikes out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wirt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a fly ball into left field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Richard. Casanova moves to second. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnstone moves to second. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnstone scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richard. The throw from Casanova and he is out, Wirt applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stroud for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard misplays the ball. That's an error on Richard. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Andrews fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Scheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. May steals second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheinblum strikes out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casanova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 0 in the game. John hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 2 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stroud who is chasing the ball. Unser reaches third base with a triple. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Melton reaches second base with a double. Reichardt scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews bunts between the mound and first base. McLean scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Andrews for the out. Melton moves to third. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone is walked intentionally. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen misplays the ball. That's an error on Cullen. Melton scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard misplays the ball. That's an error on Richard. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. Howard reaches second base with a double. Maddox moves to third. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maddox scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casanova takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of John Stone. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. Casanova goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Don Eddy now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richard hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 3 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stroud moves to third. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stroud scores. May moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melton. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Melton steals second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Billings pinch hits for Denny McLain. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Elliott Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 3 in the game. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Steve Keeley now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Howard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Steve Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 3 in the game. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sheinblum hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stroud strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Darrell Knowles. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Terry Forster now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.